And as diplomats prepare to find a way forward in Iraq, we're going to check on where we are. Michael O'Hanlon is a scholar at the Brookings Institution in Washington, D.C. He created the Iraq Index, which tracks key statistics in the war and in reconstruction. Michael, good morning once again.
Good morning, Steve.
Here's a number for you. 8 provinces are now said to be under Iraqi control, including the one that includes the city of Karbala, Karbala province, I should say, which is in the southern part of the country, Shiite-dominated province. How significant is that?
It's good, although I've gotten quite wary of these statistics that talk about passing control to Iraqi security forces because they still really need us in a strong backup role. It's encouraging at one level. I think technically these forces are undoubtedly getting better, but of course the overall political problem in Iraq is still not resolved, and until it is, it's hard to believe that you've really got the glue holding these forces together that they could survive an American withdrawal. So that's provisionally good news, but I don't begin with that particular item when I think about encouraging trends because that one's very fragile.
Are you saying that even these southern Iraqi provinces, if American troops were to pull out, there's some question as to whether the provincial government would be able to function?
Well, I think there's some doubt as to whether the security forces would continue to function as national forces trying to keep security for everyone, or whether they would fracture along sectarian lines and start reverting to some of the militia-like behavior that some of the same individuals in the security forces have been guilty of in the past. That, for me, is the real worry.
Let's check on another statistic here. This is one that you've given us an update on repeatedly over the last few years. It has to do with electricity production, and we've heard again and again that it's at or even below pre-war levels, even less electricity at times than was available during the time of Saddam Hussein. But this week, the Special Inspector General for Iraq Reconstruction told us that it's actually a little above pre-war levels. Do you buy that?
Yeah, I've been hearing that consistently from American sources in Iraq the last 2 months, and these are the same sources who admitted to and provided the data for the previous stagnation that was well documented by their own reports. So I am inclined to believe them and think this is one area we do measure pretty well in the economy. Most parts of the economy we're not very able to measure well, but I think on electricity production you have seen roughly a 10 to 20% improvement, depending on the week, relative to past eras like Saddam's era or even 2005, 2006.
So there's a couple of numbers that people might use to report progress. Sounds like you're dubious about one. The other might be a serious improvement. What other statistics would you point to that suggest the way that things are going in Iraq right now?
Well, I'm very encouraged, of course, by the security statistics on casualties. Iraqi civilian fatalities are way down. And depending on when you start your comparison and which data source you best believe, you can disagree over how much they're down. But they're certainly down by at least a third on a monthly basis relative to late 2006 or the beginning of the surge. They are probably down by closer to half at the moment. Any kind of a temporary snapshot like that, of course, is vulnerable to change the next month. But we have seen a dramatic improvement in Iraqi civilian fatalities, and now, of course, we started to see a fairly substantial reduction in American and also Iraqi security force fatalities. So the core metrics of fatalities are going undeniably in the right direction. The real question, of course, is are these trends going to be robust, and can the Iraqi political system start to reinforce them? I'm also very concerned about the economy, by the way, which is not doing great, but the security environment is definitely improving a lot.
Well, you do have to ask, if casualties are down a third, civilian casualties down a third from late 2006, that's still thousands of people being killed over a period of time. It makes you wonder if they're plugging leaks, but the boat is still sinking.
Well, you're right, that, and I give the military credit, they acknowledge that things have not improved enough. Now, if you take U.S. military data from the peak of last winter's violence to the current level, they're saying it's down by two-thirds. I'm not quite so sure that I'll buy into that, but I think they're probably right that reductions are 40 to 50%. But you're still right to say that's not good enough. That's still comparable to violence levels of 2004, 2005 by most statistics we've got, and it's much worse, of course, than Iraq under Saddam Hussein in his latter years or any other country in that region. So there's no doubt that this is a fragile development. There's still so much killing going on that if we were to leave soon, I have no doubt things would get a lot worse before they got better.
Michael, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
Michael O'Hanlon is a senior fellow of foreign policy studies at the Brookings Institution in Washington, D.C.